Caught in the act and kicked out. Did you see the catfish thrown onto the ice during last night's Pens game? It's a tradition with Nashville fans, but in Pittsburgh, it turns out it's a crime. Julie Grant has more on the punishment a Predators fan is facing and what he's saying about the stunt.
The Predator fan snuck in a catfish here, Doc. And
a catfish from Nashville stopping the play on Pittsburgh's ice.
At first, I was confused. I didn't know what it was, actually.
The alleged and proud culprit, 36-year-old Jacob Waddell, was thrown out of the arena.
And I saw a ton of people in section point him out.
Predator fan Carrie Underwood called Waddell her hero. Other Nashville fans are saying he's a legend. Today on Nashville radio station 104.5, he said this.
I don't know about legend. It was just a dumb redneck with a bad idea, but it's turned into all this.
Pittsburgh police have criminally charged him with disrupting the hockey game, disorderly conduct, and using the dead catfish to commit the other two crimes.
Well, I'm totally for the safety of the players. You know, they're important to us, so I don't want anything to happen to them.
Waddell admitted to being the catfish hurler and explained how he did it.
Drove it up there, drove my wife and my family up there, had it in a cooler, sprayed it down with cologne. I had two pairs of underwear on. I had regular underwear on, put compression shorts on, slid that between the two, and walked right in.
Waddell says he knows he's facing charges and would do it again.
I'm just stubborn enough, as you can probably tell by strapping a catfish to my crotch, to go back up there and fight it.
Today at Woolies, they're being extra careful with catfish sales.
We had two people who tried to buy here. We ID'd them, and no catfish for you.
Had a big catfish.
This 40-pound monster in the tank was the big talker.
They wouldn't be able to throw that.
That's a lot bigger than the one that was on the ice last night.
We're going to take that catfish down to Nashville, and we're going to throw it on their ice after we sweep them.
And if there's another catfish thrown Wednesday, Pens fans say it will only guarantee another win.
That's why we beat them.
That's why we beat them. That's
we
right.
Told them not to mess with us.
Julie Grant, KDKA TV News.
May 29th, 2017, the day that Midday 180 season ticket holder Jacob Waddell became Catfish Jake, and he joins us now on the Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue. Jake, I will always remember texting you that evening as you made your way to Pittsburgh wearing the Midday 180 shirt and taping Midday 180 bumper stickers to the sides of the dead catfish that you were throwing on the ice, wondering to myself, is this guy really going to do this for game one of the Stanley Cup final? And you sent me a text. You said, next opportunity, next whistle, be on the lookout. And then NBC shows this dead catfish on the ice. Jake, how are you, man?
Great, guys. How are y'all?
We are great. Congrats on making it 3 years as an instrument of crime felon.
Yeah, thank you. I've never heard a lot of that audio. Some of that stuff is absolutely hilarious and ridiculous.
Yeah, the thing where the fans said, we're going to get a catfish and we're going to go to Nashville and throw it on the ice there, like that would be some punishment for Nashville. It's like, hey, thanks, sign up. Let's have a sign up. Somebody will throw one every break. That would be – Nashville will go crazy for that. That would have been terrific.
If you want to incite our crowd and get us rocking, you
got to
do that. That's
such a bad idea for you. Jake with us, Catfish Jake on the show. Chad, we remember, we were like, hey, he's asking for a Midday 180 t-shirt. He's asking for bumper stickers. And at the time, we didn't have any.
We had done and done.
We had Midday 180 bumper stickers with like Wendy's on them. And that was it. But we found some old ones that we had printed up when we first started the show that we just printed on our own online. And that's what he took to Pittsburgh with him as he drove there.
It was one of those moments that I didn't fully believe it was going to happen or could happen until it happened. And then we couldn't have picked a more glorious camera shot than the one they showed. That is still, we still pinned the tweet of that, but where you could see the logo square on it on NBC was just an amazing moment in both show and city history. And I was in disbelief. I'm thinking, oh, this actually happened. And Doc Emmerich's actually talking about it right now. So congratulations, Jake, on pulling it off. It was quite the feat.
Yeah, you were one of many who didn't think it would actually go down, or we couldn't actually put it off. So it was fun to do that and see the shock on a lot of people's faces.
And Chad, how many retweets did the video receive of him being escorted out of the arena wearing the Midday 180 shirt by security? It was like 2,000, something like that, by the one reporter.
It was a bunch.
So you're escorted out. At that point, did you know you were going to be charged with three crimes, or when did you actually figure out that the city of Pittsburgh had summoned you based on an instrument of crime, which now hangs in our studio, that summons?
Yeah, so I didn't know about the crimes until the next day in the media or the social media or something somewhere. The guy told me, the cop was like, well, we're probably going to charge you with something. And I was like, yeah, I figured you would. That's whatever. Just, am I good to go home or do I have to stay here? What's gonna happen now?
So David,
the day I found out that they were charging me with three crimes.
Reed, do you have some of the excerpts from what you hung in studio?
I have the actual criminal complaint from the Pittsburgh Police Department, if you'd like to read some of the legalese that Jake was charged with. By the way, are you still on probation or something? What is the deal? Like,
they just told me that I'm not allowed back in the city of Pittsburgh, but that was just a verbal notice that I couldn't go back. So last year I went and stuffed one of our wanted posters on the arena when I went by it.
Kick me out of Pittsburgh. That sounds like a deal that I would sign up for.
Yeah.
The charges as filed with the Pittsburgh Police Department on May 30th of 2017. Possessing instruments of crime. The actor possessed one or more instruments of crime, namely dead catfish, with intent to employ it or then criminally in violation of 18 Pennsylvania Code 907A. Disrupting a meeting, one count. The actor, with intention to prevent or disrupt a lawful meeting, possession, procession, or gathering, namely hockey game with 18,000 plus in attendance, disrupted or interrupted said lawful meeting, procession, or gathering in violation of 18 Pennsylvania Code 5508. Shame, shame, shame.
It's amazing. Did you hire a lawyer?
Didn't have to. I can show you the stack of letters I got from lawyers trying to get involved. A lot of them were actually from Pittsburgh trying to represent me. And then, of course, Clay Travis jumped on board. And
Oh, that's right.
He put together a dream team of attorneys who were going to go up there and fight it. we had a good run with that. But one of my favorite parts about this whole thing is what Reed is reading. Someone had to type out some of those complaints, because some of those aren't just in the system. They're not regular disorderly conduct. Somebody had to type out, namely, dead catfish as instrument of crime. So that's somebody's job that they had to do that. That's hilarious to me.
And you have turned that into a foundation to raise money for great causes around this city over the last 3 years. You've done amazing work with that and trying to bring some good out of a funny moment. And that continues tonight. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man and Woman of the Year campaign. You have a big event centered around the anniversary of this catfish toss.
Yeah. So as you know, Hutton, I was on your team last year. That's how I got involved in this. There's a lot of stuff that goes into the LLS campaign. And this year it actually launched the night the tornadoes hit the city. And then shortly after the pandemic hit. So it's been as challenging could be. To try to raise money during this time for this stuff. It's still a worthy cause. Cancer didn't stop just because of COVID. So we try to be creative and figure out a way to do this. And as you know, I'm really impulsive and all that kind of stuff. I don't think things through that well. And it just kind of dawned on me that this anniversary was coming up, and having really no other way to raise money, I was like, we got to do something with this day if we can. It's the only really day of note that I could think of that people would be like, oh, yeah, let's do something. So
yeah,
I called you guys, called Christina, called Craig Campbell, who's been huge, Mill Creek Brewery and all those guys, and just try to start putting it all together. I know I've been a thorn in Christina Ryan's side because I have all these impulsive ideas. But so tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Facebook Live on Craig Campbell's Facebook page, the country singer, we're going to do an event, Catfish and Friends. All my friends drink beer with catfish. That's Craig's song, was All My Friends Drink Beer. Chad's going to host it. He's been good enough to host it, and you guys have been helpful in the whole thing, and I appreciate it.
So, Jake, do me a favor and text me the link to where people can donate specifically to your campaign and to LLS, and we'll tweet that out from Midday 180 for everyone listening. Okay. And I'm looking forward to being a part of this event. Hutton said it well, but you turned something that was silly that the Pittsburgh authorities tried to make into something more than it was and turned it into something really good. So I commend you on that. And for people that want to go to Mill Creek Brewery, they are open for those that have been, stuck inside for a long time and want to get out. And we'll stay socially distanced from you if you want. Jake and I will stay 6 feet away from you if that's what you want. It's a bigger facility, I think, so you've got some room to spread out if you want to come and hang out and donate to the cause and check it out live. I'll be there with you, Craig Campbell. I believe Ron Slay is going to check in also live with us tonight. So there's going to be some cool things going on, and I'm looking forward to it. And the fact that you've come up with a way to still raise money and have events during all this is a great thing.
A lot of it is in large part to y'all, man. I mean, y'all being a part of this is what really blew it up and kicked it off and made it kind of go through the roof, which was all fun and games at the beginning. But since we started the foundation and stuff, y'all have been a huge vehicle for us and a huge supporter. And even in this deal, none of this could have happened without you guys. I appreciate y'all and all the work y'all do to help us out too.
Chad, Paul, Jake threw the catfish on the ice, was kicked out of the arena, immediately called us to see how it was because he didn't know if it made national TV. Not only that, Doc Emrick was talking about him. And then the next day, he drove all from Pittsburgh to Nashville and then came in studio with us for the first interview. And all the while, Carrie Underwood's calling him her hero. Amazing, amazing day on May 29, 2017.
Unbelievable.
That was a fun time. My wife wasn't a huge fan of getting in a car and driving back home to the kids just to make it back, but she was a trooper. She pulled it off. We pulled it off. It was hilarious, man. That's all it was made to be, was to be funny and support the guys and have a good time. So that's what we did with it. It was fun.
You know how we wrap up the Midday Mixers by telling our listeners that are in there and everyone listening that they're the lifeblood of this show. We'll say it to you directly. We appreciate you, man. And we're not leaving. We're not leaving. And neither are you. So
if I could remember the damn CVC number on my card, I'd be donating right now. But I have to go get it from the ledge. But I encourage other people to jump on board. Do you have my CVC number from when I tweeted?
I'll run through your tweets. I'll run through your tweet and I'll pull it out for you.
Okay.
Hey, guys, one last thing. I really appreciate all y'all do. Mill Creek, I can't shout them out enough. Mill Creek Brewery here in Nolensville, like Chad said, they are open. They'll accommodate what they can accommodate. You know, if we flood the place, I think that's a good problem to have. But they stepped up big time and given us a venue because there's a lot of places that just won't or can't or aren't comfortable doing it. A lot of people tried but just figured out that they couldn't do it right now. So I appreciate them big time, and we want to give them some love for sure. So
Jake, thank you, man. We'll be hanging out tonight with you for the fundraiser.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate you. Catfish Jake, a day that we will not soon forget.